Shir for Sunday, the 21st of August, Chof Dalet Menachem Av. Tzimen Tofa Eshlamet Zayin Din Sukkah She'ulo Egzula. What happens with a stolen sukkah, a borrowed sukkah? Mishalei also sukkah. So what you didn't make a sukkah? Be Meshoigeg, whether Meshoigeg or Bemezid intentionally. Ois a sukkah b'chol HaShalamoid, you're allowed to make a sukkah on Chalamoid. Afilo b'soif, Yom Shivan, at the end of the last day, you're still allowed to build. The last day of Chalamoid, you're still allowed to build a sukkah. V'chen Yocholot is Mesukkah. You can actually also be yotze sitting in the sukkah, so v'leishu v'acheres and sit in somebody else's sukkah. And Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Na'alav, Ben Bemezid, Bashminon Shaloi Kamsu Avuzeh. We don't. It doesn't make a difference why a person doesn't have a sukkah. It doesn't make a difference. We don't punish a person who didn't build a sukkah before Yom Tov. The Kol Shkinim Nofres because of Yom Tov. Similarly, also if a person's sukkah fell down and collapsed on Yom Tov, the oisa b'chalamoid, you're allowed to rebuild in the chalamoid. Of Yom Tov also lakim, but obviously on Yom Tov you're not allowed to build a sukkah. Afilim ruach chippin memenu rak mikzas min haschach levad, even if the sum of the schach fell off and the sukkah is still in its nati kosher. Nevertheless, ein lohoise b'yom tov be'atzmo, you're allowed to add on Yom Tov additional schach. And the valid akum, if you want to ask a goy to you're allowed to ask a goy to put schach and to add schach onto the sukkah to make it kosher. We know there's a contradicting Mishnah Berurah, but that's what Mishnah Berurah says over here. That again, that on Chalamoid you're certainly allowed, and on Yom Tov you're certainly not allowed, and through a goy, you're even on Yom Tov you're allowed. Yeah. What about on Ben Hashmos? If you remember last minute, Mishnah Berurah said in Sifkot Beis, just before Yom Tov, of Ben Hashmos, also la'asoyis le'di atzmo, you certainly know how to build a sukkah on Ben Hashmos after Shkia, that was Sufek Dereis, and Sufek Dereis, while the Akum Shor la'asoyis, you'd be allowed to ask a goy to build a sukkah on Ben Hashmos. Geir Shein Yisgaya B'Sukhi Me'achak, what happens if somebody becomes a Yid? He's Yisgaya during Yom Tov, during Cholamoyot, or is a sukkah B'Mechak? No, sorry, he's meant to make a sukkah for the remaining days of Yom Tov. Siv Beis, Yoytzim B'Sukkah She'ulo, you're allowed to use a borrowed sukkah. V'chen Yoytzim B'Shal Shutfa, similarly also, you are allowed to have a shared sukkah, a partnership sukkah, that's fine as well. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Hey explains. Tachsiv Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkahs, Melamed Shekol Yisrael Ru'in Yeshu B'Sukkah Achas. It says in future all the Yidden will be they will be sitting in sukkahs. Can't be that everybody has got one sukkah. So obviously, so it's fine to have a borrowed sukkah. Similarly, there's a partnership sukkahs as well. If already a borrowed sukkah is fine, and certainly a partnership sukkah is fine. For Kolchkin kam di yeshli chelik ba v'anisho u'shol dal al. Das Ken Nishtatfu, it's a partnership sukkah, it's fine as well. The Mishnah Berurah also points out in Sifkot Dalet, apologies, I just missed this. It's perfectly fine to eat in one sukkah and sit in the other one. So eat in one and sleep in the other one is fine. You don't have to have all the purposes in one sukkah. You could eat in one sukkah and sleep in the other sukkah. That is fine. Siv Gimel, sukkah gzulok sheh. What happens if you stole a sukkah? Shulchan Aruch says it's kosher. Ketzat, how do you actually steal a sukkah? So the first case is Ketzat, im tokaf al chaveiro v'etzio miksukose. If you kick the fellow out of the sukkah, you literally threw him out. V'etzio miksukose, the gozlo, and he's now settles in that sukkah, that stolen sukkah. V'yosha boy sits in it, yotze is yotze. She'en akak and exalis, because ground, earth, land cannot be stolen. So you haven't really stolen the land. It's still the foremost. So you haven't really stolen it, and therefore, by kicking him out, you may have scared him off, but ultimately it's still his, the owner's. And therefore, if you want to be mekayem the mitzvah there, ironically, it's kosher because you haven't actually achieved stealing. It's not a stolen sukkah in its own right. You haven't actually stolen it. You've kicked him out. You haven't stolen it. And therefore, the sukkah is kosher. So as the Mishabu explains, if cotton zain, suga gzula kshero, en alosh medukta kogachi. It's not very accurate, really. It's a bit misleading. Do adashinam etchziv chag sukkas tase lecho the mutu gzula, because the Gemara does say that stolen sukkah is invalid, is possible. El roitzelim, what it means of it is the gzula chag shitokav chaver vetzio kshero. It just means that this particular case is not really considered gzula. You haven't actually successfully stolen, and therefore it's you are able to fulfill the mitzvah. In such a case, because it's not really considered stolen, you haven't successfully stolen the sukkah, you've just kicked him out. Kaka en nigzales. By the way, Mishabu doesn't mention, but Achronim ask, what happens if you stole the schach? Would that be a problem? It's interesting, Mishabu doesn't actually mention that. Now we're talking about kicking somebody out of the sukkah, that we're saying that's not considered stealing, because it still belongs to the former, therefore what if you steal the schach? That would more likely to be a serious problem. Now, the Ramon continues over here. A person should never sit in somebody else's sukkah without explicit permission. Don't just say, oh wow, that's a really nice one, and you see the guy not there, so you just sit in and you eat the certainly if your intention is malicious, you want to steal it, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to sit in somebody else's sukkah without permission. Certainly, you're not allowed to build a sukkah and construct it in land which is not yours. Without explicit permission. Similarly, also, you're not allowed to make a sukkah on public land. We've spoken about that previously. You are not allowed to make a sukkah on public land without explicit permission. However, but you are yotze. Why is it that you can't sit in somebody else's sukkah without explicit permission? So, cotton tests. Shalom idaito, shemo bala sukkah makbidalze. Maybe the owner does actually care. Shalira chavis the sukkah of achilos bilidiosa. Maybe he cares. It's private. You know, you can't just sit down in somebody else's private area. Maybe he does care. Therefore, if you do decide to do that, sit in somebody else's sukkah, you actually can't make a bracha there. But muta dekonis veleishah besukas chaveru b'shoshah ein bala sukkah shom besukosoy. Mishabu does say now, interestingly, this is all if the guy is present. But if the owner is not there, he's out for the day. Then he says, that would be okay then to sit in somebody else's sukkah without permission, because a person won't care. Because if it's empty, and I imagine it's also because it's accessible, then there's a general rule that a person won't care and would be happy to share his items for somebody else to do the mitzvah. So he says, in such an instance, it's fine to use somebody else's sukkah without permission. If it's possible that the owner is going to come back whilst he's still there, then after b'shez aknisa eno shom leikonis shlemi daitu ki efshe balabais yisbaish leikonis velechol ulas esikacha befonov. Then maybe the owner is going to feel uncomfortable. He's coming back and he sees somebody else, random is sitting in the sukkah. He might not feel comfortable, and at that point it's ready also just to remain there. But in principle one has to remember again that there is an issue in using somebody else's sukkah without permission. Because despite the fact that, yes, kaka and an exeles, but a person generally feels that he's invading into his privacy. Interestingly, the Mishnah adds that if the owner will know about it, then it might be okay. Now, with regards to public land, Mishnah since we've got news, says as follows. Shishal Rabbim, Kosam Ogan Avom Tzorich Iyan, Shinagu Ksas Lasso, Yitzuka Bushes Rabbim, Ogan Avom says, what do you mean? Everybody does sukkahs in public land. How can you? Vim Tim Tzolayim Adekol Yisrael Moichel, and if you tell me that all the Yidna Moichel, Mikom Okam Yesh Le'akum Chelik Bohem, what do you mean? Goyim have got their rights as well. You can't say that a Goy is Moichel, a Yid might be Moichel, but a Goy, why is a Goy fine with you building a sukkah on public land? The Mogramam says you cannot build a sukkah in public land because of the goy. The akum b'vadar emochli. V'apidyevet k'sheiro. It's a bidyevet. It might be kosher. Mikol mokum leivoyechale. You can't make a bracha. The bracha levatola. Eli Rabbe kosa the bracha levatol eloi hava. Eli Rabbe says you may still make a bracha, nevertheless. But al ken in menu acheres muta levoy chola. You may make a bracha if you don't have an alternative. You can sit there and make a bracha. But it's certainly not ideal. V'chem etzal b'seif ma'am motcha lehokel. V'tshuva sholu meishiv. The bruchav shlifnei abayis him shaloi v'lo mikrish rabbe. Nishbuna brings the name of the sholu meishiv that the area the pavement which is in front of your house is considered yours, and it's not considered public land. It's more kind of designated for your house. It's the entrance to your house. It's the way to your house, and therefore it's yours. It's not considered public land. The comment, certainly if you've got documents, Mr. Ear from the council, if you've got documents and council permission, and you've got authority to make an Eruv and Sukkos, then it's, of course that's the best. But without that permission, without explicit permission, it seems to be very questionable indeed. Continues the Ramah, V'chein lo yikatsu Yisrael, ha'schach be'atzmom, don't cut the schach, random, don't cut schach, take schach from somewhere without explicit permission. Eloik no oisam of the chum, you should buy it, you should purchase it from the truthful owners of this bamboo, of this or the tree, or the branches. You should purchase them, not just take them. To call gezel shein oisim menu sukkah lechatchila. That certainly shouldn't use something which may be questionable from a questionable source. You have to purchase it and have and make sure that you're purchasing of the rightful owner. What about the following case? Im gozal eitzim v'osrim sukkah. What happens if you stole wood? You stole wood, and you made sukkah out of that. Aval b'shul chibron v'lo shina b'hem klum. Even if you didn't make any changes to the material, and you didn't actually connect them or do anything, you just literally stole the woods. Yotze, you're still yotze. Takanos chachomim, because it's takanos chachomim she'en lebala eitzim elo dmei eitzim b'vad. Despite the fact that it's a stolen wood, the sukkah is still kosher. Don't call it sukkah gzula. Because the halacha is that you don't have to return the woods, you have to give a financial value back. And therefore, the sukkah is not sukkah nigzeles in terms of puzzling. The sukkah, of course, you have to return the value of it, but you don't have to return the woods. Therefore, the sukkah is kosher. However, what happens if you steal a sukkah which is connected to the top of a sphin of a boat or a berosh agola on top of a wagon, v'yoshevon, you sat in it, lo yotze, then you know yotze. That would be the case of sukkah nigzeles. Sukkah nigzeles is talking about a case that you stole the actual sukkah, which is a mobile sukkah, which was either on a wagon or on a boat, and you stole that and you sat in it, then you're not yotze because sukkah nigzeles. V'adinim ruven bono sukkah b'kakashim, and similarly also says the Ramah, if you built a sukkah on somebody else's land, and you steal that, okay, to summarize this very important sermon over here. So we learn that that a person is allowed to make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, whatever the reason is why he may not have a sukkah. It doesn't make a difference. Either way, he's allowed to build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. In terms of making a sukkah on Yom Tov, that certainly also, through Goyim Shtuvim, is matir. Even if some of the schach falls off, and thereby invalidating the sukkah, you're not allowed yourself to put it back on the schach, because that's also on Yom Tov. But you are allowed to ask a goy to do so. We also learned that you're allowed to sit in somebody else's sukkah. You're yotze the mitzvah in terms of hilchas sukkah. You can sit on somebody else's sukkah. A sukkah which is a borrowed sukkah, a partnership sukkah, is fine. Now, we know that there's a halacha of a sukkah nigzeles, a stolen sukkah. The Gemara tells us a stolen sukkah is possible. Ta'as alecho lemi'ut egzulo. Chag ha-sukkah is ta'as alecho lemi'ut egzulo. And we're excluding from the pasuk a stolen sukkah. So what does that mean? So, if you are kicking somebody out of his own sukkah, you're still yotze because you haven't actually physically stolen the sukkah. You just kicked him out. And therefore, based on the rule of Ein Karka Nigzeles, ground, earth cannot be stolen, it's still yours. So therefore, the person who kicked out the owner, he hasn't actually successfully stolen. So therefore, he's Yotzeh Mitzvah of Sukkah by doing the by sitting there. We learned also that the world tells us that a person should ideally not, of course, do so, and a person should only sit in a sukkah with explicit permission. We learned that there may be a rule of nichlen initially mavet mitzvah moine. A person, if you're sure that a person doesn't, if a person is not there, he might not care that you sit in the sukkah. As long as he's out and you know that he doesn't care, that's fine. But if you're causing discomfort in any way, certainly you're not allowed to sit in somebody else's sukkah. With regards to public land, you're not allowed to use public land. Karka shel Rabbim is a problem. If it's just Jews, just Yidden, then you can assume that moichel. But if there's goyim involved, then it's a problem. You should ask explicit permission from the council or from the person who's got authority to give such permission. We learned that if you take wood, if a person who steals woods and he makes the sukkah out of that, the walls, that it's still yotze, that's not considered a sukkah nigzeles, because all he needs to do is replace the value and give money for it, but the woods he can keep, and therefore it's a sukkah kshera. However, the scenario of a sukkah gzula is if a person literally takes the whole sukkah, the built sukkah from a wagon, from a boat, and he uses that would be considered a stolen sukkah, which is also.